I'm stood in St Andrew's Church in Great Linford, watching an amazing piece of dance and drama on a screen. And who am I with?
Rosemary Lee.
Well, Rosemary, tell us a little bit about what's going on here.
Yeah. Well, I was the choreographer of Under the Vaulted Sky, which was the big piece in the Cathedral of Trees at the International Festival in 2014, and it had 100 people dancing in it. And as part of that, being an artist in residence for IF, I also wanted to make a new piece of work out of that performance that was screen-based. And I decided to make a triptych with the filmmaker Ros Wither Cheshire. And we've created a new piece called Liquid Gold is the Air, inspired by the Cathedral of Trees, the performers and what they did. And it's going to be touring cathedrals. It's a visual artwork, really, I would say. It's like a moving painting.
And you say it's going to Norwich, which is particularly poignant, isn't it, I think?
Yes, it's going to be in St Catherine's Chapel at the cathedral, which, of course, is where the Tree Cathedral is based on, that cathedral. So it's the footprint, apparently, of that cathedral. So, it feels like it's going back to its I don't know, its heart
spiritual
somehow.
Home.
Yes.
And it looks amazing with the stained glass window behind it, and it just totally puts it in a setting. And you're hoping to take it to other places as well, I think.
Yeah, we'd love to tour it to cathedrals, through festivals, art festivals, and it could also exist in galleries or museums. But I particularly, first of all, I think Ros and I both feel it really sits beautifully as a kind of old, a contemporary altarpiece, triptych, piece of, a new piece of artwork for a cathedral, and it has those connotations, being shot in a cathedral of trees. So the actual visuals give you the nave and the cloisters, but also the iconography of the movement. I was quite influenced by Renaissance art and.
Sorry. It's all right,
carry on. My phone is ringing. Whoops.
Oh,
right. So it feels like that's its net. That feels like it's its heart home. Really.
Wonderful, wonderful. I mean, as you say, the triptych, it is in a beautiful sort of old frame with the modern screens within it. Whose idea was it to look like that? Was that your idea?
Yeah, that was my idea, and then Ros and I together kind of chose the frame, and we got it built by our wonderful production team, who've built it and helped make it work, because it's actually technologically quite a difficult thing to achieve, to make three moving screens sync up together with a beautiful soundtrack. It's using some of the original music by Terry Mann that was in the live piece, but Graham Miller has created a new sound score, so it's sound design by Graham Miller, and he's a long-term collaborator of mine. So, I think it's beautiful. I think hopefully you can hear it in the background.
Oh, yes, well, hopefully so. Hopefully so. I mean, I had the pleasure of watching and photographing it at the festival, and to see it in the trees was amazing, but this is a totally different... If you focus on the presentation and the sound really adds. So I think you've done an amazing job. So it's only here for a couple of days, I think, in Milton Keynes.
Yes.
So today and tomorrow, 7th of March, and then it's off
and
somewhere else.
Touring.
So,
so
if anybody hears this and wants to pop down, then they can do,
absolutely.
I guess. And you had all the dancers here.
Came last night to see a big documentation of their live work, and then they saw the installation. Yeah,
fantastic. So well, sorry to speak to you. Good luck with it.
Thank you.
And, thanks for letting us come along and watch it.
Thank you very much.
No problem.